What happened with the punk movement, which I think is fairly short-lived, is that it developed a new kind of chic, a new kind of elegance, somewhat perverse elegance, in Paris, for example. Yves Saint Laurent and the other big couture houses were producing golden razor blades, which you hung from your neck, or women were going around in beautifully tailored slacks with beautifully tailored tears in them, which had to be mended with golden safety pins. This is the most perverse movement I think we've ever met, in which the materials of poverty become the materials of the very chic culture. It was insincere, essentially insincere, but it pointed to some kind of deprivation, which we don't know about. I always felt that the safety pin itself was a symbol of the feeling on the part of this punk cult that they had no mothers. The safety pin is a kind of symbol of being a baby. You know, your napkins, your diapers are tied together with a safety pin. They were vicious towards the Queen. They would write songs, you know, which they vomited at the Queen's name or made fun of the royal family. The Queen being a mother symbol, it seemed to me that they were resenting a mother who didn't want them.